This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 3 Easter Wednesday. First posted April 9th, 2008. 1 Peter 2:19-25. Endurance in suffering. Christians are called to endure undeserved abuse and suffering, knowing that God will approve. Who will be approved for patiently enduring deserved punishment for wrongdoing? But God will reward those who patiently endure unjustly. Christians have been called to follow Christ's example, who also suffered for us. Jesus committed no sin, nor did he lie or deceive. He patiently endured unjust reviling without reviling in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten. He entrusted his cause to God, who judges justly. Jesus suffered physically on the cross for our sins, in order that we should die to sin and live for righteousness. We have been healed by his wounds. Like sheep we had all gone astray, but now have been restored to our shepherd, who is the guardian of our souls. Commentary: This is a fallen and sinful world. The desires of our human flesh are against the way of God. Romans 8:1-8. God knew how the world would respond to Jesus, but he designed his creation and his plan of salvation, see sidebar, top right, to allow for that. Jesus was perfectly sinless and he declared divine, eternal truth, and yet the world hated him for that. He knew that he was going to be crucified for our sins, and he submitted to that destiny in obedient trust in God's plan. Matthew 16:21, 17:22-23, 20:18-19, 26:2, 39. God's wisdom is vastly greater than ours, but seems foolish in human judgment. 1 Corinthians 1:17-25. God has always intended to establish an eternal kingdom of his people who willingly choose to trust and obey him. He has given us the freedom to choose whether to trust and obey him, while still reigning in power over his creation. We can't vote him out. We can choose not to obey him, but the consequence will be eternal separation from God, who provides every good thing we need. Jesus is God's only provision for our salvation from eternal condemnation, Acts 4:12, and it has been part of God's plan for creation from the very beginning, John 1:1-5, 14. Jesus is not an afterthought to save creation after mankind rebelled against God. We have all sinned, disobeyed God's word, and fall short of his righteousness, doing what is good, right and true in God's judgment, which he demonstrated in Jesus Christ. Only through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ can we be forgiven and meet God's standard of righteousness by the power and help of the Holy Spirit within us. If we accept God's plan for our salvation, we must trust and obey Jesus. Jesus showed us how to trust and obey God's word, and we must follow his example, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. The world hated and crucified Jesus, and we cannot expect better treatment from the world than he received. But we have the assurance the world cannot do anything to us, even physical death, Hebrews 2:14-15, that God cannot heal and restore, as Jesus' resurrection demonstrates. Jesus came into the world to be the only sacrifice acceptable to God for the forgiveness of our sins, Acts 4:12. He also taught, by word and example, how to live in obedient trust in God's word in human flesh in this world. He also came to make it possible for us to be cleansed of sin so that we could receive the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit. Only Jesus gives the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. Through the indwelling Holy Spirit we are spiritually born again, John 3:3, 5-8, to eternal life. Those who do not have the indwelling Holy Spirit do not belong to Jesus and do not have eternal life, Romans 8:9-1 John 5:11-13. It is only by the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit that we have personal knowledge of and fellowship with Jesus and God the Father, our Creator and Provider, John 14:23-24. It is possible for one to know with certainty for oneself whether or not one has received the gift of the indwelling Holy Spirit, Acts 19:2. The reason and purpose for a life in this world is to seek, find and come to personal knowledge of God, Acts 17:26-27, and this is only possible through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus Christ, Acts 4:12, John 14:6, Ephesians 2:8-9. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who restores and preserves his sheep, and the Savior and Guardian of our eternal souls. We have all been created as eternal beings in temporal human flesh in a temporal world, John 5:28-29. The question is, where we will choose to spend eternity. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46? Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?